Asato ma satgamaya.
Asato ma satgamaya.
Tamaso ma jyotirgamaya.
Tamaso ma jyotirgamaya.
Mrityor ma amritam gamaya.
Mrityor ma amritam gamaya.
Sarvesham swasti bhavatu.
Sarvesham swasti bhavatu.
Sarvesham shantir bhavatu.
Sarvesham shantir bhavatu.
Sarvesham mangalam bhavatu.
Sarvesham mangalam bhavatu.
Sarvesham purnam bhavatu.
Sarvesham purnam bhavatu.
Loka samista sukhino bhavantu.
Loka samista sukhino bhavantu.
Sarve bhavantu sukhinaha.
Sarve bhavantu sukhinaha.
Sarve santo niramayaha.
Sarve santo niramayaha.
Sarve badrani pashantu.
Sarve badrani pashantu.
Maka shitukam apnayat.
Maka shitukam apnayat.
Om Trayambakam yajamahe.
Om Trayambakam yajamahe.
Sugandhim bhushtivadanam.
Sugandhim bhushtivadanam.
Uvarukamiva bandhanam.
Uvarukamiva bandhanam.
Mikshurna.
Mukshirmajrita.
Om Bhurvasvaha
Tatsavitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayat. Om Shanti.
Eyes closed. Meditation is not for running away from yourself. Meditation is hard work. It requires concentration. It requires your mind to be very steady. And it requires you to focus. You have learned this, but it is difficult. The entire process of ascension has to do with the mind. The mind affects your life. It creates your life. The mind affects your physical health. Not just from this moment, but from many incarnations. You have heard us say many times, cellular memory. I would like you to focus on your breath. Breath you take with you every day. It never leaves you. With other words, it is a tool that you can use. It is a wonderful tool. It's an ancient tool. And when you use the mantra, you will tap into the elders that have done this for centuries. And therefore, it becomes even more powerful. Because you're projecting out a thought form that has been used for the improvement of the mind. And then you're coming back with that intensified energy. This is why it's good to use something that has been used, prayers that have been used, scriptures that have been quoted and read, beautiful poetry. All of these things are here for you to concentrate the mind. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Let your mind flow with the breath. Every time you inhale, mentally repeat so, S-O, for the length of your breath. Every time you exhale, mentally repeat hum, H-A-M, for the length of your breath. So as you inhale, hum as you exhale. What you are saying to your subconscious is, I am that. You are the divine. So, let the breath sound as if it's inhaling. It sounds like so. Listen to it as it goes up your nose. As you exhale, it sounds like hum. As if you could not breathe without this mantra. As if your mind and breath have merged. and have become one. There are many tools for meditation, but stick to one, and stick to the one that is easiest. Breath and mind merging. Feel the merge. Hear the sound. Hear nothing else except the sound of so. Your own sound, your own mind. You have perfect control. We have two minds, one that does the concentration and the other one that wants to run away and play. Bring both together. That is why breath and sound is merged. Let one concentrate on the breath. Let the other concentrate on the sound. Feel the breath. Feel it like it goes out of the nostril to an inch or so, and then comes back up. Feel as it swirls around in your sinus cavity, and then exhale it back through the channel. If you do this long enough, it's very hypnotizing. It is bringing your mind into a state of silence. And from here, you can go into meditation. But without preliminary work, the mind does not like to keep quiet. Training the mind is just a habit. It's just training, like you were trained to walk. It didn't happen in one day, and now it's automatic. Similarly, if you use the tool, the same tool over and over, the minute you use it, the mind will automatically go into meditation or silence. And now allow us to flow into a type of meditation. Imagine the breath flowing from your center between the eyebrows rather than the tip of the nose. Inhale to Om, so. Exhale to Hum. As if you're breathing through that center between the eyebrows. As if the soul is going deep within to your consciousness. And the hum is just falling away. And every time you breathe in, you go deeper and deeper and deeper. How deep can you go? Your consciousness is endless. Travel far into your soul, into your consciousness. So as you inhale, hum as you exhale. Feel there is no end to your existence. Travel deep inside of yourself with every breath. Know that this physical form is not the only place you reside. Go deep within yourself. So as you inhale, hum. There will come a point where your mind wishes to stop. It wishes, so come to that point. It's almost like a vacuum. Shunyam. As if there's no thought, no breath, nothing. As if your existence has stopped still. No sound, no picture. Like a newborn babe, come out of that space. Into a vast ocean of space. As if your whole existence is a vast ocean. The only way we can perceive it is like a drop merging with water, with the ocean. So similarly merge with the expansion of space. Feel the lightness. Feel the joy of being free, as if you have just removed the shackles of your existence on this planet, as if you are now in your real existence. And that is everywhere. As if you don't have a form, but yet you feel as an individual. Keep expanding. The lightness, the joy to be in your real form. It's like a freedom, like you have let yourself out of a cage and you're soaring the universe like an eagle soars across the sky, riding the waves of the wind, feeling free after it has been caged. Similarly, feel that freedom, the joy. That's all you're feeling. There are no problems. There are no other thoughts except joy of existence. The joy of existence. Feel as if you can go anywhere and do anything because you are now free. This earth plane. You can go and reach our Supreme Creator or our Mother, Father, God, which is easier to perceive. There you will be filled with love light beyond your imagination. Go to the central sun of this universe. Feel a light source radiating from that light source that is so powerful, but it is filled with love. Feel it radiating into your heart center. Feel it encapsulating you completely. Love beyond what you ever have experienced, as if it's melting every cell in your physical form, as if it's melting you, as if there is total surrender to that love. It is like a golden light, but as you have total surrender to it, because it is nothing but love. Like a child, like a baby, has total surrender in mother's arms, knowing that everything will be taken care of. And just like the baby, cuddle in this divine energy of love light. Snuggle in. Feel secure. Feel that love light throughout your being. Here, in the physical vessel, in your mental vessel, in your emotional vessel, in your entire existence. Feel it perfectly, bringing light into every part of your being. And as it does so, it ignites memory seed atoms of beauty that you have cherished through your journey. And at that same time, it allows you to release the discordant energies that you have created. And as you surrender and let go and allow the love light to engulf you, to care for you, to nurture you. Feel some of that discordant energy going to the light, leaving your body in small crystalline forms, triangles, small crystalline pyramids. You can feel, see them floating away, being happy that they can also be released. Let that divine energy come from your ishta, or whatever you believe in, as if it's taking shape. If you're a Christian, it would be Christ, or Krishna, or Hanuman, whoever, because we are living in a time where form has more impact upon our mind. And feel that golden body of that embracing you, and allow yourself to merge with. Just like you embrace each other, embrace your divine. and feel the heart pulse of the Creator pulsating with you. Now slowly come back to your breath. And become aware of your physical form again. You have to slowly come back and bring yourself back. But with renewed energy, knowing that you have the power and energy to change. You have the ability to move past the shackles that you have put there with attachments, loves, through the ages. And now let us work on the physical vessel. Go feel your heart expand. To incorporate the vastness of love spirit that you have just felt. Feel your physical heart expand. Go back into your body. Move your consciousness into your physical vessel. And feel the heart expanding. You're working on the physical vessel. Go within your brain structure and feel that light packed in packets of wisdom ignite and pour forth. You may feel a slight pressure, a band around your forehead. This is normal. Sense the pulsating, radiating golden halo around your head form. It's about 8 inches above your head. As you connect with that loving energy of your divine self, allow the essence of who you are, the true you, a spark of the divine, burst forth and move up beyond the confines of time and space into the rarefied realms where angels dwell. The angels come together during your sleep time. They answer the calls during your meditation or times of distress. It is time for you to feel, for you to realize that you have the capability of reaching your angels, your guides. They're only a thought away. They are your tools. They are your guides. They have come with you. They have made the sacrifice to come with you. They resonate at a higher frequency that you can that some people could see, but you could only feel during meditation. Endeavor to strengthen that connection between you and your higher selves. Because it will ease the distress that you may experience at this time in your physical vessel. Most of us are in the present time releasing residual impacted energy within the bodily form. And it's coming from a very deep level. Impacted energy that we have created there from throughout the sojourns in this process of this incarnation and the many incarnations. They are impacted within you. You are experiencing facets of yourself that has been unavailable to you for hundreds and thousands of years. All those imperfect fragments you have projected out into the ether, down through the ages, as you endeavor to recreate the perfection of your first embodiment, a streaming back into your conscious awareness. Those energies have emotions and frequency, and they trigger responses and reactions within your physical vessel, wherever your memories are stored and impacted. That is why it's imperative that you become the observer of this process. You can become the observer of this process through meditation. Know that these, we call them parts of ascension. These are the side products of ascension. Register your emotions. Observe where your body is, it causes a stressful response, and move into that energy. Do not fear it, it is a gift. What awareness and wisdom is it that you garnered? What lesson is there to be learned? Your higher self will give you the insight of the experience. If you allow your intuitive mind to flex its muscles and become your mentor and teacher, feel the healing, the transmuting of light flame throughout your body. And see the impacted energies dissipate. See the radiance, the spiraling radiance of the luminescent five galactic rays spiraling throughout your physical form, balancing, harmonizing. There is so much impacted stuff. That we are transmuting. And it is not just from this lifetime. Every single soul must come back to its light body. When you are full of joy, your body feels light. It The only way we can explain what it feels like to remove these impacted energies is to let you know that it is through joy. It's when you feel joy that your mind and body is light. And so lighten the body up. Keep lightening it up with meditation. It is your tool. It is the most wonderful tool to release, to let go. Yesterday we spoke about the shackles. We spoke about how you can take that sword, that wonderful sword, and cut the shackles. Today we talk about transmuting them, transmuting the discordant energies from your physical form. We gave you that wonderful meditation in which you travel into the pyramid of light, a wonderful pyramid in the fifth dimension. Use this meditation, and I will give it to you now. And I have given it to you many times, but it is a wonderful one. Go into the fifth dimension. You're already there right now. And walk into this gorgeous crystalline pyramid. Oh, it's so beautiful. It has a capstone that's hanging from the center, double terminated. And there's a table. And to the right, there's a big vessel. It has the violet flame of transmutation underneath it. And to the left, there is another vessel, but it's just got this pure, bright light of divine energy in its purest form. Now walk in and stand next to that platform. Feel the energy radiating from that double terminated crystal as it slowly spins and projects wonderful energy out in many crystalline forms that bounce off the walls. Colors that you have never seen before. The marvel, just the marvel of being there. Now take your hand, and into your hand, with your thought form, take and put some of the discordant energies you wish to remove from your mental, physical, or emotional body. No more than three. Or one, or two. Discordant energies you wish to remove. You are holding them because they are thought forms, and each thought form has a definite shape and quality, and it is an entity. And now take that in your hand as you hold it, so precious, because remember, all these thought forms have been part of your being. You have asked them to be with you, but they are discordant energies and you no longer need them. They once served you, so you have to let them go with love and kindness. And now release them into the vessel that has that wonderful violet flame of transmutation under it. and see that these forms, thought forms, are now coming into crystalline pyramids, tiny crystalline pyramids. And watch them just rise up and be free and feeling so wonderful to be released because they also were imprisoned. And feel your vessel becoming lighter, more hollow, more energy of the divine. And then go and sit in that vessel that has that golden white energy. And feel yourself filled with that empty space, filled with divine energy, as if your entire body is glowing with divine energy. And now move away from there. And there are crystalline chairs. You could sit in one of those. And just let yourself go and think about what just happened. And how easy it was to release. It is only a thought away. With that, we will close our meditation. Bring yourself slowly back into this dimension. Become aware of your breath. Breathe in, breathe out. And to ground ourselves, we will chant Om. Over your body. Remember, you have chakras in your hands, very powerful chakras. You have chakras in your feet. And we only talk about the 7 or 8 more dominant chakras. Okay. I have been instructed to talk to you this week and of your body elemental. Who's that? But before we do that, stand up and then sit back down to move your feet.
Can we continue?